Hi, everyone. I'm Ann Thomas. Welcome to Women Who Lead. My special guest today is Donna Inch. She is the chairman and CEO of Ford Land. Donna, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ann. It's a thrill for me to be with you today.
And congratulations on being one of our 2013 Women Who Lead winners.
Thank you so much. I'm very honored.
I'd like you to start out for our listeners, Donna, and just talk about Ford Land. What is Ford Land?
Well, Ford Land is technically a wholly owned subsidiary of Ford Motor Company, but we really work very collaboratively with the whole operation, the automotive business. But what we do is we focus on all the things associated with our physical assets, basically our property and our buildings and all of our operations. So just as a brief summary, we handle all the real estate, really the development side and disposal side of all types of buildings and facilities. So it would be our corporate real estate, our plants, whether they're being built around the world, and this is also a global group, whether we're being built around the world or they're being decommissioned for repurposing, we would handle all of that. We also have responsibility in the Dearborn Allen Park area for a commercial portfolio of buildings that we lease out to third-party tenants who want to be in this area working, not exclusively, but many of them working with Ford Motor Company. But it's been a great partnership with the city, and we enjoy being a landlord in this area. We also have a group that works on dealership design for the facilities. They work globally to try to make sure our Ford brand is reflected in the dealership facilities, so they support the dealers in doing that kind of work. And we run an energy group, so we purchase all the energy for the company, and we also run energy efficiency and work very closely with our environmental group on all of our sustainability strategies. And then as part of just the planning, engineering, and construction side of the business, we have a lot of technical engineering type people who around the world are building facilities and then managing them through their life cycle in terms of infrastructure improvements and maintenance and things like that for the facility. So it's a fantastic part of the business that isn't well known.
Right,
but
you don't
even
think about it.
Yeah, but it certainly is very important to make sure that the automotive operations are functioning and working well in their facilities around the globe.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you have a fascinating job. How did you get into this, Donna?
Well, it's very interesting, and one of those things, not really the plan, but of course, you know, most good opportunities are not
exactly
the plan. So I've been with Ford Motor Company, believe it or not, I can't believe it, but about 35 years.
Wow.
And started right out of my undergraduate business program. I went to Eastern Michigan University. And then after starting work, I did go back and get a master's degree. And so that was very helpful in terms of my development as a young person. But I enjoyed the business side. And so I was in the finance function. But I was able to, as part of the finance development process here at Ford, which is just great, you get to move around and work with all the different automotive entities, and I did that for many, many years. And so you get a really good sense of the overall business and the fact that, you know, as a finance person, you have certain responsibilities, but I always enjoyed working more with my operating partners and learning a lot about that and taking that on and helping them. So I think stepping into a role, you know, so many years later that's really an operating leadership role was just a great opportunity for me and a good progression from all the things I had learned about a very complex automotive business. So it allows me to figure out how does our part of this business help our automotive business? Where do we add the value and how do we best support them? So I feel very fortunate to get this opportunity. And I've been here about 3.5 years.
Give a little bit of advice to young women starting out. You know, you said you really hadn't planned on being where you are today, but you absolutely love it and thrive on it. What do you say to women who are just getting into the business world or even women who have been home for a while and want to get back into the business world?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that, it seems to me as I look back. Now, one of them, I think, is wherever you begin, wherever you are, just really have a curiosity. You have to really learn everything you can learn. And I think it's learning things outside of your specific responsibilities. It's really observing how elements of the business fit together wherever you are. And it's really that learning so that you can understand in various roles how you can better add value and look around and see what's not being accomplished that would add value to the business. I think what happens then is you sort of open up for yourself leadership opportunities.
Exactly.
And it's the leadership opportunities that allow you to show what you're capable of doing. And it doesn't have to be in a structured supervisory capacity. It can be in the leading of a team of people that have to come together cross-functionally and work on an issue or a solution. And so those are the kind of opportunities that I really encourage people at any level in an organization to try to generate for themselves or to take advantage of when they see them, as they're collaborating with various team members. So I think that's one of the key things. And as part of that as well, you have to be able to develop really good, trusting working relationships with people. And it's so important to have that working relationship with many, many team members in your organization, and they respect you and they trust you, and they really allow you to accomplish a lot of things and to bring that leadership to the business. So those are a couple of things. I mean, there's many things that I think add to success, but I think those are some fundamental things. It's about leadership and about, you know, learning and really understanding how to apply your leadership to add really good value to whatever you're doing.
Donna Inch, you've been in the business world for a very long time. How do you think the business world has changed for women over the years?
Oh, I think it's changed tremendously. You know, I never, even back all those years ago, I never felt like, I don't think it's good to have the attitude that just being a woman was a disadvantage.
Sure.
You know, you just don't think about that every day. But you try to figure out, how can I be competitive with my peers and, you know, men and women? How do I distinguish myself? That sort of thing. But I think it has changed from back 30 years ago, when it almost seemed like, you know, I never complained about it, but it almost seemed like you had to work twice as hard and really go,
right,
you know, go very far to distinguish yourself and be able to be considered on the same, you know, playing field as all the men that you were working alongside. So today, at least in our company here and in the business, I don't see that as much at all. I mean, I think women have every equal opportunity to excel and to take on the challenges within the company, and I think within the industry today. And you see that as you look around and see how far women have come in all the disciplines. That's the thing that I love, you know, whether it's the technical side or the business side. I think it's been just a tremendous change over the 30 years.
Do you think women can have it all?
I do, and it takes a lot of work. And in my case, I always tell young women who ask me, I say, you've really got to do a lot of, you have to understand what you want, but you have to do a lot of planning. And you have to, you have to develop your support network of people who help you and help you as if you're assuming that you're having children, that you've got that support network to help you out as you manage your career and your personal life and the family life. It can be done. I feel like I have two children. They're grown now, and they tell me at least that they had a great childhood, and that they don't remember me ever missing any of their events. And I always tell young women, whatever you have to do, don't miss the key events in your children's lives. And the key events can be, you know, the basketball game in middle school. I mean, you have to not miss those things. But I think with technology today, even more so than when I had my kids at their young stages, you have the ability to work remotely and just, you can stay on top of your job, you can stay on top of your deliverables, and yet manage to weave those things in that are important to your family. And I really, really believe that. I think it's just a matter of working at it and a lot of planning.
Donna Inch, Chairman and CEO of Fordland, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
It was such a pleasure. Thank you, Anne.
You've been listening to Women Who Lead at WJR.com.